Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We saw in the previous shiur that the meaning of Tiferes Ata Liyom HaMenucha Onakar Liyom HaShabbos is that when it comes to Schar in this world, there is none. Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malekah. In the next world, there is. There are two parts of the next world. There's the personal next world of the Gan Eden, where every individual soul will go, and then there's the general Tchias HaMesim, where for everybody, the individual, everybody according to their Madrega, is purely for the souls, that's Yachid, and then for the Klal, that's Tchias HaMesim. That's the Machar HaKlali. Now the Machar HaKlali, when there's Tchias HaMesim for everybody, that is body and soul together. And the primary reward is body and soul together. Ein lamata me, ein lamala me oneg, ein lamata me neg. The highest level of oneg, of pleasure is oneg. The lowest level of the worst of evil is nega. Same letters, because we saw that nega is death in body and soul. While one's body is connected to one's soul, one is still alive, and he has a nega. He has some sort of affliction of Saras, that is the lowest, because that's punishment when body and soul are connected. And the highest level is Oneg, because the highest level of pleasure is the Olam HaKlali of Olam HaTchiyah, where everybody is Zoche, everyone who is Zoche, is Zoche to Tchiyas HaMesim. There's a communal Tchiyas HaMesim, and that is the highest level of pleasure. Tiferes Ata, Ata is a Levush, a covering. So it's a Tiferes, it's a glory, it's a Levush shel Kavod, it's very nice. But Oineg Korb, the essential name of Shabbos, is Oineg, and that relates to the Olam Ha Tchiyah. That is, in a nutshell, what we learned in the previous shir. Again, based on the Pachad Yitzchok, Shabbos Maimer Dalid. So now we go back, now we're in Ois Yud of the Maimer. We go back to the Torah's Eidus of Shabbos. Chazal teaches us that Shabbos is Sa'adusa Mikri, Shabbos is called Eidus. And the Hadgosha is that on the word Mikri, Shabbos is called Eidus. In other words, there's no Torah's Eidus of Shabbos in the sense of Tiferes of Shabbos, because Tiferes is only a beged and a levush for Kedusha Shabbos. It's only a garment, it's a covering. Tiferes Oto, it was covered, the day of rest was covered. Rather, Torah's Eidus is the etzem of Shabbos. It's Mikri, Shabbos Adusa Mikri, it's called Eidus. Like we see in the Pasuk, Oineg Kara Liyoyma Shabbos. So Oineg, Shabbos is called Oineg, Oneg, and Shabbos is also called Eidus. The shame, the name is a bitui, is an expression of Atzmius, of the essential element, and not garments. And since we don't find in the Psukim names of Shabbos besides Oneg, V'karosa l'Shabbos Oneg, so we have to say that the shame Eidus that we call Shabbos is not a new name, rather it flows from the name of Shabbos that we see in the Navi of V'karosa l'Shabbos Oneg. So now in Zer'arbit is our work is to try to understand how the name of Eidus flows from the Oneg. What's the Oneg in the Eidus? Ketzad hi zoremet. Efo ha-nivya zot me-Hashem Eidut me-Hashem Oneg. As ben ha-maskilim ba-avoda mefursam hi ha-ma'amar, among those who understand deeply the nature of proper avodas Hashem, there's a well-known saying, ma'aseinu sotrot et yediotenu, that our ma'isim contradict our ideas, because we see that our seichel encompasses many parshias in the chovas adam ba'olamo, and we have many ideos bedarkei ha'aliyah. To the extent that if all of our broad ideos would be actualized, we would definitely be tzaddikim gemurim, ba'alei ava, ba'alei ira, ba'alei dveikus, people who learn. You learn Sfasemis, and learn Mutzadik, you learn the Maharal, and you learn the Ramchal, Nochasefer, so many ideas. If we would just actualize those ideas, we'd be Tzadikim Gemurim. And if b'chol zot we see that we're not tzaddikim gemurim, bal korchenu, that we have b'ma'amokim, in our depths, ezem machsom, some sort of barrier, shesotem b'fnei ha'orot shel ha'idiyot, that seal off the lights of these ideas, that they shouldn't be poel, al shorshei ha'ma'aseh, on the roots of our actions. And therefore, we say the following sentence, ma'aseinu sotot et idiyotenu, that our ma'asim contradict our ideas, because we're not living in concert our ma'asim with our ideas. Hamaskil ha'ma'amik yimtza kan et shorsho shel ma'amar chachamim asher ha'ma'aral chozer alav arbe. Though one who is very deeply understanding of the roots of the Maimer of Chachamim, that the Maharal, one who is deep in his understanding, will find the root of the Maimer Chachamim that the Maharal would repeated numerous times, and that is Eidus he oisir das Aleph Dalet Tof is Eidus, the Ksav Choser, and it's the same letters as Das. In other words, Ben kol hamon pulotenu ma'aseinu asotrot et yidiyotenu nimtzet pu'ula achat asher kol etzem irka eino ela baze shehi ola bad v'bad im ha'yidia. Among all of our pu'ulos and our ma'asim that contradict our yediyos, there's one pu'ula that its entire value is in that it is enmeshed with our yediya. Mashu shel heyder hatama im hadat notelu et chayer shel pu'ula zo pasla legamrei. If there is any little bit of a lack of hat'ama, fitting with our das, if it doesn't fit our das, if it doesn't comply with our das, if it's not synchronized with our das, then this action has no more life and is completely disqualified. What is this action? Drum roll, please, Larry. Pe'ula zo Eidut Shema. This pu'ula is called Eidus. Kol etzem samchuto shel ha'ed eino ela baze shehagadato ba b'diyuk hachi medukdak lefi meitav yediyato. The entire reliability of a witness is that his Eidus is to the best of his das, and therefore that is what is unique about Haggadah's Eidus, that is choreg, that is an anomaly in what is normally the contradiction between our yediyos and our pu'ulas. And the way our letters are built in Lashon HaKodesh obligates the same letters for Das and Eidus. Eidus has to be Lefi the Das. If there's any lack of Das in the Eidus, if the Eidus isn't Lefi the Das Legamre, it's not Eidus. The Havein Heitev. You gotta Medar Fashtein is Git, as they say in Portuguese. Now, the stira in the Maimar HaChacham that pu'uloseinu sosos is idiyoseinu, that our pu'ulos contradict our ideas, is only mishtayech, only relates to the man in the realm of avoda, shehu ha'adam shel hayom la'asotam. Aval be'adam, של קבלת שכר, שהוא האדם של מחר לקבל שכרם. But let's say you're in the world of Kabbalah Schar. The Machar. No more Avoda. Harei Adaraba. Alav Ne'emar. Umal'a Ha'aretz De'a. The world will be filled with De'a. In other words, you are not going to find in man any nook and cranny where there's no Das, where Das doesn't rule. There has to be complete knowledge, a complete governance of the mind. And now we come to that place where the Eidus of Shabbos flows from the Oneg of Shabbos, as we began. Because we explained very well that Kriyas Shem Oineg L'Shabbos, this was in the previous shir, that calling Shabbos Oneg means that there is going to be a Shefa of Chiyus. There is going to be an abundance of goodness, of life, of light in the Machar Klali, in that general tomorrow that is going to be received by a Tzuras Adam of Chibur Guf and Nefesh. But it's Tzuras Adam that puts body and soul together. But Tzuras Adam zo shel ha-mochar, ha-kloli, hi ha-tzura ha-mufkat l'gamrei min ha-stira shebein ha-dat va-peula. This Tzuras Adam of the tomorrow man of Tchiyas HaMesim, is completely removed, divorced from this contradiction between knowledge and action. Oneg is the shefa, is the abundance of good in the tomorrow that's going to be received by man who is a body and a soul together, Tchiyas HaMesim. And in this Tzuras Adam, which is body and soul, there is a complete disconnect between man and the stira between Das and Pu'ula. His Das and his Pu'ula are one and the same. They're identical. They're synonymous. Das goes together with Pu'ula. Umimela. If we come to ask, which Pu'ula of our Pu'ulos today comes closest to the Tzuras Adam, that's mufkas min astira shebein dasu pu'ula, the form of man who is divorced from this contradiction between knowledge and action. So we have to answer Eidus. As we explain, Eidus, in order for it to be Eidus, has to be completely al pidas. Testimony has to be completely delivered based on one's knowledge, fully 100%. If it's not, it's not a good Eidus. And since that's the case, we can now say, Kach nae v'kach yae, how beautiful it is that Kedusha Shabbos, which is the reflection of Tzuras Adam, who is mufka from the stira between Das and Pu'ula, this Kedusha is called Eidus. Because again, what's the Oneg of Shabbos? The Oneg is the Shef of Chiyus that comes on body and soul together. And this tzura of man will no longer have a stira between Das and Pu'ula. Why? Umala ha'aretz de'as Hashem. And that tzura sadim of body and soul together The world is filled with das. Of course the maisim are going to go with the das. Das is going to be so overwhelming that all of our maisim are going to be administered, performed based on our das. Das in that surah Sa'adim of La'asid is going to be completely alpi das. And that surah Sa'adim La'asid is what receives the oneg. And of course, and this is obviously Shabbos, right? Oneg koral, the korasel of Shabbos oneg. That's the oneg of Shabbos, the body and soul together in the olam atchia. In that olam atchia, there's going to be a complete rulership of das umol aretz dea. There's going to be no stira between our maisim and our pu'ulos. And that's exactly what edus is. Edus is when there's no stira between the das and the pu'ula. Therefore, it makes sense that Shabbos, which is this time of place of Oneg, and the Oneg is that world of Umol Aretz Deos Hashem, is be complete Das, where Das is completely ruling. Of course, that is also from there is going to flow the term Edus. Shabbos is also going to be called Edus, because Edus is the same thing. Shabbos is the day of Kabbalah Schar Baguf Nefesh Yachad. Shabbos is the day where Das is going to be Sholeit Umol Haaretz Deyas Hashem Lemocher LeKabel Scharam. There's not going to be one nook and cranny of man, not one little corner of man that Das isn't going to be Sholeit. And Memela, nothing is more appropriate than calling this day of Shabbos, which is a babu'ah, which is a shadow, a reflection of that day, calling Shabbos Edus. It's both. It's the oneg, it's the tremendous pleasure of body and soul getting the schar, and it's Edus because it's a time of complete das, where the maisim and the das go together, and that's exactly what Edus is, and that's that period. Edus, osios das, the karasa, the Shabbos oneg, and Shabbos Sahadusa Mikri, the same Mikri of Edus is also the Karas of the Shabbos Oneg. It's one and the same. Because that's the Mocha L'Kabel Schorm of Tchiyas HaMesim, of body and soul together, where there's complete pleasure and complete Das. We're going to leave it here, but for those who want pleasure in this world, you can look in the Maimer Dalet of the Pachad Yitzchak, and see how in Os Yud Gimel, which is the final Os of the Maimer, he wraps everything together, brings everything together, and Laihudi Maisa Arav Simcha V'Sosin Vikar. So, I give ourselves a bracha, Mirtz Hashem. We should be Mamshich Veiter, learning these Mamarim of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and Mitoch Simcha V'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.